The journey begins. By day, the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light. Neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people. Exodus 13, 21 and 22. Early in the history of Wellspring, that image, God guiding his people with a cloud by day and fire by night, God showing his presence to Moses and the Israelites as they journeyed to the promised land. Let's just say the cloud became a key theme in Wellspring's own journey. As you embark on the cloud journey today, you'll see how every step along the way, God guided Wellspring into whatever he might have had for them next. Although Wellspring, or Women at the Well, as it was originally named, officially began in 1994, it was actually born out of our founder, Patty Pierce's, longing to understand what it means to actually be transformed into the likeness of Jesus. Think about that. Is it actually possible to look like Jesus? And if so, how does it happen? After 20 years working in ministry, Patty was aware of the gap that often exists between knowing about God and actually experiencing an authentic, intimate, life-changing relationship with Jesus. She saw it in the lives of those she served. She observed how the unresolved spiritual and emotional struggles of pastors and ministry leaders that she knew and loved, including her own pastor father, caused immense damage and pain in the lives of those they served. And she was fully aware of her own propensity to do for God rather than to respond to the stirrings of her heart to know God more dearly and follow him more clearly. So Patty invited a group of women leaders from other churches and ministries to meet together in her home every Friday to pray, to learn more about what the scriptures had to teach about spiritual formation, and to support one another in their own desire for a deeper knowing of themselves and of God. And over those 2 years, God began to form a vision for sharing what they were learning with others, particularly with women. They wanted to offer both a place that felt unhurried and safe, physically, spiritually, and emotionally, and they wanted to provide relevant, practical processes for deepening and sustaining an authentic relationship with Jesus. At first, they thought this would be an actual physical space, like a retreat center. But that cloud kept moving. Away from owning property, which would have turned them into facility managers, the cloud moved to focusing on expanding their understanding and personal experience of Christian spiritual formation. During this season, they received an unexpected gift. This group was invited to spend a week each summer at Flathead Lake in Montana, sitting in the living room of Jan and Eugene Peterson as Eugene shared with them his love of the Beatitudes. Yes, that Eugene Peterson. Over soup and Jan's homemade bread, Eugene listened to this group and offered his thoughts as they shared their dreams for what would become Women at the Well. Before you move on to the next station, take a moment and consider, what were the beginnings of your own journey of faith? Can you think of moments where God guided you, asking you to trust him as you walked into unknown territory? When you're ready, proceed to station 2, Shaping a Deep Well.